Crazy Kevin Show. Well, let me tell you what's on today's show. We're chatting to local business, a brand new cafe restaurant opening called Chard. We've got a musician's talk with a great band called Woolshed. Lloyd speak, of course, with Kimberese, and our golden album this week is Simply Red. Fitness tips we got with Carly from World Gym, and you know, you've got to listen out to an amazing interview I had with an inspirational 10-year-old boy called Oliver. So listen, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, dance around to some of the music, and I hope you enjoy it. It's the Crazy Kevin Show on Power FM.
Remember that tank top you bought me? You wrote "You're gorgeous" on it. You took me to your rented motor car and filmed me on the bonnet. You got me to hitch my knees up and pulled my legs apart. You took an Instamatic camera and pulled my sleeves around my heart. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. You said my clothes were sexy, you tore away my shirt, you rubbed an ice cube on my chest, snapped me till it hurts. Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. £20. You promised to put me in a magazine on every table in every lounge.
Because you're gorgeous, I'd do anything for you. Because you're gorgeous, I know you'll get me through. Because you're gorgeous,
Crazy Kevin out about our business section. I've got a lovely gentleman here. What's your name?
Nicholas Wood.
Nick, whereabouts are we?
We're at Chard, brand new, very exciting Chard.
What's Chard all about?
Good food for, I think, good people. We're really excited to bring to Toowoomba a hot new spot where you can come in, get a genuine, locally owned business's product.
Where'd you get all your produce from?
All of our produce is within about 150 kilometres where we are here in Toowoomba. We've got some really good butchers on board. Beechos, obviously, everybody knows Beechos, our local fruit and veg supplier, and we're trying to strike up as many of those new relationships as possible. So if there's any of those listening, come in and see us.
I've got to say, I've just had a beautiful Eggs Benedict breakfast. It was absolutely gorgeous. You're only open at the moment with the cafe.
Yeah, that's right. So the cafe is going to cater for our breakfast crowd. We're looking at 6:30 in the morning through to about 11:30. Obviously, since our restaurant is not open yet, we're trying to hang around as late as we can in the afternoon. Once the restaurant opens, very, very, very soon, that will cater for our lunch and dinner crowd. So we will be here pretty close to 24 hours a day.
And Nick, come on, tell us whereabouts are you situated, because it's a bit of an iconic place in Toowoomba.
We are in the Old Wises restaurant. I know that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. To us, it means a beautiful landmark historic Toowoomba site with off-street parking, ample dining space, and the ability to handle anything from smaller to larger functions.
I've got to say, you have got amazing car parking space. When anybody's in the middle of town trying to find a space, lots of space here.
It is something that we definitely did look for. We're aware that the CBD businesses, there's some really good stuff going on down there. We all know the good spots in the CBD. Parking is always the difficulty. We made sure in going suburban that we had ample parking.
When you say suburban, it's 5 minutes.
Barely. I think I'd walk it in five.
Mick, all your food, it's cooked fresh. It's not out of packets.
One of the first things you'll see when you come into the Chard Cafe is the cake cabinet. Everything you can see in the cake cabinet, from the pastries through to the cakes, through to any little panna cottas or cheesecakes or anything you can think of, any of the cookies on the counter, any of the stuff for sale in our little retail section, it is all baked in-house. The chefs are always willing to come out and have a chat to you about any dietary concerns you've got. Everything out the back, from mayonnaises to vinaigrette, any of our fritters, all of our sauces, it is all made right here.
So if anybody would like to contact you, how can they get in contact, Nick?
The most obvious contact at the moment is our Facebook. We've got quite a buzzing Facebook. We're collecting a following really quick, which we are absolutely stoked with. Facebook is Chard Toowoomba. We do have a website up and coming at the moment. You can have a look at it at the moment, but it is a draft version. Just be aware that that'll be coming soon. There's pop-ups to guide you through that whole process.
Spell Chard for us.
C-H-A-R-R-E-D, Chard.
Why do you call it that?
I think it's got just the right ring to it. It's something that connects our cafe food to our dinner food. Obviously, they're going to be slightly different styles. The restaurant is a little bit more upmarket. The cafe is a little bit more laid back, a little bit more casual. All guided by that concept of good, round, hearty, home-cooked meals.
The atmosphere is great. A little boy just come running up and you gave him some toys.
We do like to try and cater for the little ones as well. We know that when you're getting it out and about in the morning and you're looking for a cafe spot, maybe it's somewhere to leave your bicycle, maybe it's somewhere to pop the kids. We do try and make sure we look after everyone.
Do you do takeaway as well?
We won't be doing takeaway in the cafe for our hot food. The entire cake cabinet is obviously available for takeaway, and the coffees, cakes have been very popular so far. Come in for your hot chocolate, for your chai. We've got it all.
Nick, you've whetted everybody's appetite now, so come on down to Chard. Once again, tell everybody whereabouts are you situated.
We're at the top of Margaret Street, 2 Margaret. Last thing on your way out, first thing on your way into Toowoomba. Can't wait to see you.
Nick, it's been a pleasure chatting to you. Good luck for the future with Chard.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones he'll play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. Get ready, steady, spinning cake.
Yes, it's that time again. It's a golden album of the week. And you know what? We have gone international this week. I got an email from a lovely lady from Germany. We're going to say hello going out to Silke. Guten Morgen, guten Tag, whatever time it is over there. Got to say thank you. You've written in saying, please, Crazy Kevin, on your show, could you have Simply Red as the golden album? Okay, so what we've got? We've got Simply Red this week. And they're a British soul and pop band who were formed in 1983 in Manchester. The lead singer of the band is singer and songwriter Mick Hucknall, who by the time the band was disbanded in 2010 was the only original member left. And we're going to start off with Money's Too Tight to Mention. This is a song was written and first recorded by the Valentine Brothers in 1982, and it was covered by Simply Red in 1985. The Simply Red single went to 13 on the UK charts in 80. And 28 on the US pop charts in 1986. It was Simply Red's first UK single, and the song was also an international hit, reaching the top 40 in several countries. So starting us off with that golden album of the week, thank you so much going out to Silke, all the way from Deutschland. It's Money's Too Tight to Mention. Crazy Kevin out and about, and it's musician talk, and I've got a lovely gentleman here with me. Now, what's your name?
My name's Chad Borchard. I'm from Reno, Nevada, by way of Brisbane, Queensland.
I was going to say, what a great accent. How long have you been living in Australia now?
A long time. 18 years.
What's the name of the band?
Name of the band is Woodshed.
How many people are in the band?
We've got a power trio with Jason Green on drums, Russ Napier on guitar and vocals, and myself on bass.
So are you the driving force being the bass?
I think I would like to say so, but creatively, Russ writes the songs, and we really believe in the stuff he's written. It's great. Goes with a lot of alternate tunings on his guitar, so it's not your traditional sound, which I think sets us apart a little.
Well, talking about the sound then, what sound would you classify yourself as?
Categories are so funny. Everybody wants to say, what kind of music do you play? I reckon there's a bit of blues. Everything's got a bit of blues, doesn't it? The blueprint for all music. Bit of country, bit of rock, and, you know, believe it or not, a bit of punk. You know, it gets a little bit rowdy, gets a little bit raucous, and that's what we like.
Oh, I've got to say, I've just been listening to you guys first time, and I was blown away with your musicianship. And, of course, it was very high energy. Well, parts of it was low, but high energy, loved it.
We just want to be as energetic as we can, We just want to connect with the audience and, yeah, just have that exchange of energy, because when you're up there on stage and the crowd's reacting, and there's nothing like it.
Quisha, what sort of musical influences have you got?
There's a lot of bands like The Band. We love The Dirty Three. There's a great Brisbane band called Mexico City that we just love. Black Keys, even Chris Stapleton, local country artist. Yeah, we love it all. We try to put as much as we can into our influences and see what comes of it.
Just got to tell all our listeners out there, when I first sort of met you, I thought you're definitely at a ZZ Top.
First band I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah, 1986 on the Eliminator Tour. My Aunt Tony took me to see ZZ Top. This beard has been growing for about 5 years now. Never seen a razor, never seen a trim. I call it the castaway. I'm an exile on an island in the Pacific, and there are no razors out there, are there?
Oh, what a great, I love that. Well, what are you going to play for us now, then?
So we'd love to play for you Mother's Words. It's about a guy who's thinking about taking his gap year, going around and seeing the world and finding himself. See what you reckon.
Thanks. Take it away, Woolshed. Thanks for chatting to me today. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. father, I'm a father. I got two kids of my own. I wonder if my own blood could be free and roam. I think about my mother and those words she said. She said, go out, see the big bad world. Go feel your head, I'll be alright. I'll be alright. It's gonna turn out fine. It's gonna be alright.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Now it's time for our second track of our Golden Album of the Week. And once again, we've gone international. Thank you going out to Silke all the way from Germany, who contacted me via email. Don't forget, if you've got an album or a band, a musician that you really love, and I'll put it on the show, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get it on the show. This track now is called Stars, and it was originally released in 1991 as the album of the same name. The single reached number 8 in the United Kingdom, was successful in some other countries in Europe. Music and Media wrote about the song. The title track of their new album has numerous allusions, including references to Mick Hucknall's own road to fame and to the stars in the European flag. This soulful pop song confirms the position of the red-headed singer at the top, close to the galactic stars. Second track of this week's Golden Album, and it's Stars from Simply Red. Thank you.
and the Menace, and you're listening to Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
Well, this is Crazy Kevin out about. I've got a lovely gentleman here. What's your name?
Oliver.
How old are you, Oliver?
10 years old.
Now, what have you got in your arms? What's that?
A violin.
What do you do with your violin, then?
So, I busk at the local Feast Farmers Markets down at Cobham Co. They are every Saturday, but I only busk every fortnight.
So, why do you do the busking?
I'm saving up for my own double bass.
You want to buy a double bass? Is that not a little bit too big for you?
Not really.
And how much is a double bass?
The one I'm going for is $8,445.
Wow. So, Oliver, how long have you been playing instruments now?
This is my third year on violin and second on double bass.
Oh, so you actually use the school's double bass?
Yes.
Are you in any orchestras or anything?
I'm with the double bass. I'm in the Toowoomba Regional Youth Orchestra. And on violin, I'm just in the string ensemble at school.
Which school do you go to?
Gavinbar State School.
What do you like best about school?
The music program.
Oliver, good luck for the future. You're a great talent, and we're going to hear you play a song now. What's the song you're going to play?
Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Was a great interview with Oliver Murphy, and he is a kid on a mission. He's a young Gavinbar State student, and he's trying to raise $8,000 to buy himself a double bass. Oliver busks at events with a lamb by his side. The lamb is called Splashes, and when he comes, Oliver said he busks, he wears a tuxedo. It's something different and draws people in. And despite his dedication to getting there as quickly as possible, he volunteered to busk at the Camellia show for the day, and he donated all the takings to the hospice. What a great lad. And he made $171.05. All the money raised on the day going to the hospice. Hey, Oliver, all the best for the future. We hope to see you with that double bass coming soon. Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and it's a legal segment with the lovely Kim Breeze from Breeze Lawyers. What are we going to talk about this week then, Kim?
Good morning, Kevin. I thought this week we might talk about enduring powers of attorney. So the last couple of weeks we've talked about your wills and superannuation and what happens when you die. This week we're going to talk about what happens if you're still technically alive, but you perhaps no longer have the legal capacity to make your own choices about your finances and personal health issues.
Well, power of attorney, what is a power of attorney?
So the power of attorney is the legal appointment of a person or persons who you would like to nominate to make personal and financial decisions for you in the event that you are typically deemed incapable of managing your own affairs yourself. And in some instances we can have it that it's purely a matter of convenience, so if you're perhaps out of the jurisdiction, so you're going overseas for a few months and you need someone to still pay the bills, manage your finances, we can also have someone appointed to make legal decisions and manage those things in your absence.
And how easy is it to do that?
It's quite easy. All you need to do is, and you can download forms, you can go see your lawyer, but basically you are looking at appointing one or more persons whom you trust. That's probably, I guess, the key thing. They must be someone that you trust to make those decisions for you. You can have different people fulfilling the two different roles, so you can have someone that you trust to manage your finances, but perhaps they're not someone that you would like to pick your nursing home for you. So you can certainly split the roles. You can have more than one person, maximum of five, probably don't recommend quite that many, but you can then structure whether you expect people to act severally or individually, whether they have to make decisions jointly, or whether a majority perhaps can make those decisions for you.
Well, you've said power of attorney. Now, tell us, what are the risks?
Obviously, people do get a little bit concerned about handing over all of this authority to another person or persons. So I can assure them that there are some very strict guidelines about what an attorney can and cannot do on your behalf. So, for example, they have very strict duties to account for the financial decisions that they make. They must keep your finances separate to their own. They can't use your finances for their own purposes. They must only use them for your maintenance and advancement in life, for example. And in the event that there is any concern in relation to any misuse of the power, you can have an application made to QCAT to have the person perhaps stood down if they have misused the power in any way. And of course, while you still have capacity to do so, much like your will, you can revoke it at any time while you still have the mental and legal capacity to do so.
How do you work out then if you've not got the mental capacity?
If you are lacking the mental capacity, you probably won't work it out, because all insane people seem to think they're sane. However, what we do have is usually it's doctors, psychologists or psychiatrists that will make some assessments. So there's some standardised testing that's done to see, you know, to what extent you have an understanding of, for example, you know, who your family are, what your assets are, how you might like to manage those, what the ramifications of that are. So there's a whole lot of diagnostic testing that can be done to determine whether or not a person has capacity. And if there's a dispute about that, again, QCAT will make the ultimate determination of capacity.
Once again, it's been very, very illuminating, Kim. Thank you so much. And if anybody can wants to contact you, what's the website?
www.breese.com.au.
Until next week, thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Oh, my pain.
It's time for our third track of our golden album. Once again, big thank you going out to Silke all the way from Germany. So I say, Dankeschön. Hope my pronunciation's okay for you. Silke heard us on our website, which is www.powerfmradio.com.au. It's got live streaming on there where you can stick it in the car, wherever you are in the world, you can listen to us. Also, it's got some podcasts of my previous shows. So get on there, get onto our website and have a quick look. Well, let's get back to our golden album. What we've got for you now is another funky tune from Simply Red. We've got Something Got Me Started. And Something Got Me Started was released in several forms, a 7-inch single, 12-inch single, and a CD version. Wow, do you remember those? Which included a remix by Perfecto, that's Paul Oakenfold and Steve Osborne. The single version eventually reached number 11 in the UK and German charts, number 23 in the US Billboard charts, number 21 in the Adult Contemporary charts, and number 4 in Italy. Hey, Forza Italia! Here we go with their final track, Simply Red, and this is Something Got Me Started. So come on, get the toes tapping to this great track. Hope you enjoy the Crazy Kevin Show. Hey!
I love you.
Show.
Something got me started.
you've got a wedding, birthday, corporate event, or even a school disco coming up, well, make your special occasion memorable. A professional DJ and compere really makes a difference, so go crazy! With Crazy Kevin, international DJ. He's available for all your entertainment needs. Just call 0459 336 832 or email crazykevindj@gmail.com or go online to crazykevin.com.au. And remember, that's always crazy with a K. Kevin plays the music you want to hear. So what are you waiting for? Call now on 0459 336 832.
Y'all listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside, blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, 'cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
I'm blue, I've indeed, I'm a die.
today's show. Listen to myself, Crazy Kevin, on Power FM. And as always, we're on Wednesdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. through till 12 p.m. Also, you can catch up with old podcasts. All you got to do is go to www.powerfmradio.com.au. Have a look on our fantastic website. Click on listen. You can either listen live streaming anywhere in the world, in your car, wherever, on the aeroplane, anywhere. Or you can listen to one of the podcasts that we've already recorded. So once again, thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of the shows on Power FM.